District, Division III of the Pearson District, to the best of my ability.
And the term is 26 to 27. Gentlemen, take over.
Hey, your seat's warm for you.
And your first item is election of the board officers.
And something came in today. This came in today?
Is Mark calling?
Mark is on the phone.
Oh, yes, okay.
Yep, I'm here.
Hi, Mark.
Hey there.
So I guess I will, I'd like to start off by nominating Mark Thalacker as Vice President of the Board.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, then I would nominate Joe Elwing as President.
I'll second.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And then I would nominate Mark Coos as Secretary Treasurer.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Next item is establish the time for regular monthly meetings of the board as required under ORS 545.185. Consideration of setting date and time, second Tuesday of each month at 10 a.m. All in favor?
I don't have a problem with it.
Aye.
Aye. Yeah. Aye.
Okay. Number four, established by resolution the day of the next annual organizational meeting of the district. Consideration of setting date and time, Tuesday, January 19th, 2027 at 11 a.m.
Joe, we can't hear you. Can you talk a little louder?
Sure.
Thank you.
Want me to reread that one? Does everybody have a copy of this?
It's on the agenda.
Okay. Okay, number four is established by resolution the date of the next annual organizational meeting of the district. Consideration of setting date and time, Tuesday, January 19th, 2027 at 11 a.m.
Do we make a motion or to do
make
that?
Make a motion to accept that.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Number five, Board of Equalization, consideration of setting date and time, February 11th, 2026 at 10 a.m.
What we want to do though is the board meeting would be at 10 and then the Board of Equalization will follow afterwards, and then what we historically do is we'll schedule appointments, usually allowing, you know, a half hour or longer, depending on what's needed. And I think we already have one request for a meeting with the Cyruses. Is that correct, Amelia?
Correct.
I guess I'd like to make a note, though, that the 11th is actually the wrong date, right?
Correct.
It's the 10th, because the 10th is technically the Tuesday.
Correct.
So I'd like that noted, yeah.
So it's going to be on the 10th.
It's actually the 10th, yes.
10th, thank you. Yep, Tuesday the 10th, got it.
10th is the Tuesday, so yeah, okay.
Okay. I know it's...
So at 11, so it'll be after the meeting?
Is that, so it's going to be...
Yeah, so it'll be directly after the meeting. I'd probably allow for, you know, some time because like maybe make the first meeting at 11:30 because, you know, it gives people a chance to, after the end of the meeting, to talk and then, you know... You just want to allow time because the Board of Equalization, because they're discussing finances with the individual, they aren't public meetings, is what I'm saying. We're discussing finances with the individual farms, and so we've always done those meetings in private. We keep minutes so that, you know, but it's a Board of Equalization, so it's a different setting because the Board of Directors acts as the Board of Equalization. So anyway, you might go ahead and ask Shropshire what the rules are as far as, you know, people attending. We've never had other people attend Board of Equalization meetings with individual farmers, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. And so, this is Marika, and from my perspective, I think it might be worthwhile a bit of time for Steve and I to take a look at the statutory language about finalization, Boards of Equalization, excuse me, and also the rules and regulations, and just confirm that the process set forward in the rules and in statute aligns
Perfect.
Properly. I think that would be a good stage to do this at.
Tuesday?
Yes, thank you.
The 10th is Tuesday. Yes, that's where we change it. Yeah.
Okay, so it's a... Go. Oh, no. Okay, so... Do I have to move to approve that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, move to approve that as written and the date revised to the 10th.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And starting at 11:30, sure. Just to be clear?
Oh, change that to 11:30.
Yeah. Sorry, okay.
Okay. Number six, State of the District Report, informational only, year in review and look ahead, current and projected financial status overview and presentation of 2026 annual budget.
Okay.
So you present that?
Yeah. So 2025, good year. We finished Cloverdale, which was fantastic, the Q1. So now we only have 1 mile left of open ditch that we would like to, one lateral on Fry Rear that we'd like to have completed in the next couple of years. We're just starting the administrative work and reaching out to patrons soon. With the system fully pressurized, we were able to reduce our staff, and we've been operating as a staff of 3 since about April of last year. And we're looking at improving water measurements across the system. So some of you may have noticed that a lot of broken meters have been getting repaired and fixed, and people without meters are getting some. We'd like to have all patrons having a way of measuring their water in the next couple of years to have 100% ability to have equitable water distribution across our district. Last year, I keep forgetting we're in 26, we completed 2020, 2021, 2022, and 2023 of our audits. We are compliant, and I'm just waiting on confirmation that we've completed 2024, and then we'll move on to 2025. We're looking really great there. And with that, I'd like to be able to say that by the end of the year, we'll have cleaned up our accounting, where everything will be accurate and up to date, which will be fantastic and unusual for most districts, so that'll be great. HCP compliance with the Habitat Conservation Plan. We've been really improving communication with all the conservation agencies, all the government agencies, working with them really closely. They're a lot happier with how we've been able to communicate. They've been able to reach us, and I feel like we're all on the same page with what we're doing, and TCID's looking really good on that side. A big thing that we had this year was getting our weir gates repaired. That is almost 100%. We just have some electrical that's going to be connected this week, and then Jim will be able to operate our head gates from the office or from his laptop, which will be fantastic. So that's really great. Let's see what else we've been doing. Yeah, we've been improving our monitoring system. I don't know if y'all knew, but the upstream readers that we have that we were using to depend to see what our flows were, we're 2 hours behind, which is making it very difficult for us to stay on top of things. That just was fixed as of last week. Yeah, so now we're getting real-time reporting. Just we're going to be able to be a lot quicker with our reaction time and staying compliant so that the government agencies or other agencies can't say that we, you know, we've gone below the 23 CFS, which is usually our limit. We are in the process of evaluating the two wells that we have. Since I've been here, they've not been working. We just had the motors pulled and they got scoped. Next week, we'll be meeting with the guys who did it so we can get a review on what that looks like and what fixing one of them will look like, especially since we're heading into a drought year. To have one of those wells operational will be really, really critical for TCID as a whole and all the patrons. So as soon as I hear what we've got and let the board know what's going on, we'll let the patrons know how we're looking and what our options are moving forward. And yeah, the Mackenzie Hydropower facility still has a little bit of work to do until that's completely finished, but we did get a $2,500 grant from SDAO to put the fencing up, which is one of the requirements around the hydro. And on the energy side, our floating solar project, not much happened due to the federal, the changes in federal government. Still seeing what's available. I haven't heard back as of this morning if we were awarded the CREP grant. But there was, we were approached and told by Oregon Department of Energy that we can do an unsolicited proposal for a grant. So that's one of the things that we put on the agenda to see if I'm if I'll be able to turn that in the next week. I've already got a draft together. Yeah. So going over the 2026 budget, it's looking pretty similar to last year. We've been working with the budget committee and you guys. We've been consistently staying at or under proposed budgets. I did reduce slightly the water budget just because I don't expect that we're going to make as much as last year due to the potential drought that we're going to be experiencing. So that said, were there any final questions regarding our budgets for this?
Well, I'd just like to say I'm not ready to approve the budget because the budget committee was not formed properly last year, and the budget, by our bylaws, the budget committee is to be formed and bring the budget to the committee or to the board. Okay. It's in our bylaws. So I'm just not ready to approve this. They did not get oversight. The budget committee did not get true oversight over that. So I just like it for the record, I'm not ready to approve the budget as presented.
Is the budget committee going to provide a budget for?
Well, I think we need to formally organize a budget committee now, so that they can look it over and submit it. But it's up to you. That's my position.
Well, we have a budget committee. I don't know if that has to be renewed or how that's undertaken for each year.
So the way I read the bylaws is that the budget committee is formed at the annual meeting.
Oh, okay. So each year we have to form a new one.
But
right.
In the bylaws, it specifically says that minimum of one board member and two water users are on the committee, and they form, they have a, they elect a chairperson between them, and then throughout the year, they meet on their own. They bring a budget as of November to the board, to present to the board. It's the budget committee does all of that work. And that's not the way it was handled. That's not the way it was handled. That's all I'm saying. So I'm stepping back from approving this budget. That's my reason.
Mark, the budget committee was all three board members, okay? And then we had a couple of people in addition as far as water users. But as far as the board of directors was concerned, we were good with the budget, okay? So there was a budget committee. We did review the budget, and we're good with it. So I don't know what you want to do, but I would continue to recommend, and I'm sure your attorney is going to tell you the same thing, that the three board members serve on the budget committee, because ultimately the fiduciary responsibility of the budget belongs to the three board members. So I don't know if you want to chime in, Marissa, and comment on that.
To be honest, I have not looked at the bylaws with regard to the budget committee. I didn't, but I can pull that up and evaluate it. I think the question for today, when voting on the annual budget, will be whether or not there's a majority question. So, and question, I think, you know, broadly speaking, questions about the bylaws and rules and regulations that came up when we talked about the Board of Equalization, but, you know, we can evaluate questions of those at direction at more detailed level of the board as well. So I'm happy to, I'll check in now and confirm what Mark is saying, but the question for today will really be about approving the budget, and for that we'll need a majority or not.
I have a question here. Am I supposed to have more than just Watson, or?
That's how we've been doing it, just Watson. So Mackenzie shows up on the capital budget. I would propose moving forward that we just absorb Watson into the capital budget, moving forward and just having two budgets, operating and capital. But I didn't want to change it.
That's familiar. The paper I have, both of them are Watson.
Yes, it's January through, if you look at your capital budget, the Mackenzie's on the capital budget.
It's kind of confusing, too, because we're brought into the, why it's in here, and then it's over here. It's kind of makes things confusing to read. So it's in, yes, it's in the budget.
So if y'all are fine with it, I'm happy to have the capital budget include the Mackenzie Hydro, the Watson Hydro operating.
Well, yeah, because you are not showing, so it's...
I think that would be an easier way to read it.
So, what do we want to do, table this until we...
I guess that's between you and... I've stayed in my position, so it's up to you and Mark.
I don't have a problem with it, and I'm not saying that I fully understand it yet. So, but I've read through all this paperwork probably four times or more, and I haven't seen anything that really jumps out at me on this. And if it's because of procedure, is that?
That's my position.
Oh, yes, hang on. Give me a chance to pull up the bylaws, because I'm going to read them.
Okay. And I have them too. So, under Section 3, we've got the Board of Directors shall annually appoint a Budget and Finance Committee as described in Section 1 above. And then it's a bit confusing since it talks about discretionary authority to appoint committees, but I think what it's getting at is such committee shall consist of at least one board member and two additional voting water users of the district, preferably from among electoral divisions of the district.
And that part was done.
Okay.
Right. And so as a policy, the board has always, the last number of years, probably a decade, we have basically, the board has been on the budget committee and the bylaws and rules and regs committee, and then anyone else who wanted to serve on the committees was welcome.
But that also goes on to say in there that...
They shall prepare a budget proposal for the coming fiscal year, present it to the board of directors no later than the November meeting.
They select a chairperson between them.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And we did that, Mark. The president of the board of directors was the chair.
But I was on that committee, and we, the other patrons, did not get in on that vote. So we could have elected a person outside of the board, is all I'm saying. So I don't know when that election took place.
And I am letting you know, okay, that the fiduciary responsibility for the budget rests with the board. Okay?
I understand.
And so it makes sense that the president of the board is chair of the budget committee.
I think, so the bylaws, I do think, are fairly clear about the process. I don't know anything about the process. I know Amelia and Mark were around, they were involved. So I think, again, the question is about whether or not the budget gets approved today, and we can certainly advise and help on any bylaws issues or finance committee issues, and including compliance with the bylaws moving forward.
So you're recommending we approve it today?
I don't have a recommendation.
Oh, okay.
That's for you, the board members, to decide whether or not they'd like to approve the budget. That's just the information that I have.
Okay.
I would recommend that you approve it, Joe, because if you don't, then we're operating without a budget, without a set budget, and we've already been through a budget process, okay? And I'm good with it. The previous board was good with it. So, and ultimately, the other thing is, irrigation districts are not subject to state budget law. They have their own budget requirements in ORS 545. So, it's not like other public entities. And so, I've been doing this for 30 years, and all of this responsibility sits on the three of our shoulders, and if you try and delegate it to somebody else, I'm not comfortable with that. And I think your attorney eventually will tell you that they're not comfortable with that.
I think the question before the board is approval of the budget or not, and again, we have the bylaws that outline a process that the board can use for the finance committee, but the question is about approval of the budget, and I don't have enough information about what's gone on in the past year to know about the bylaws compliance.
Yeah. For me, the question is, does the budget look correct? Do the numbers work? We had multiple meetings regarding it.
Yeah.
Everyone, including you, had feedback, and we made adjustments based on the entire committee's feedback.
I just had some questions, so I'm going to abstain from voting, so I'll just leave it at that.
All right, so Joe, I would make a motion that we approve the 2026 budget.
Okay. All in favor?
You'd have to second that.
I'll second that. Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I think it's ask if there's any abstentions.
Okay. Are there any abstentions?
I abstain.
Okay. Okay, number 8, financial administration, update of authorized bank signers and accounts.
Sorry, can we do the approval for the 2026 list of charges? Because there were some changes made to charges this year.
Okay. I would say on this, I would like to table this because of the list of charges. When was that voted on? When was it changed? When was it approved by?
was a discussion that we had with the budget committee, and we got input from the budget committee, and we went back and forth and talked about this, and so basically, we were talking about increasing the per acre foot charge to up from $10 to $12, because when you take a look at the budget, if you remove the past due, we're $100,000 out of balance. And so temporarily we were going to ease rates up a little bit. The other thing is Amelia did a full analysis showing that basically costs have increased for the district over like the last 4 or 5 years by 26%, and we haven't had any rate increases. So except for capital, which covered basically medical insurance for our employees.
But it also states that, which I would like to look into, is that it's showing that we have two tiers here for senior water rights and junior water rights, which we can't have a two-tiered.
No, it's not two tiers. The way the junior works, we only bill for the first acre foot. So for the 1895s and seniors, we bill for the first 2 acre feet, and for the juniors, we only bill for the first acre foot. And then ultimately, everybody gets billed for whatever acre foot, however many acre feet each property uses. That's why we have meters on everything, so we're able to track that.
Just the way it's stated on here, it just says an acre, so it's not really stated that way, that it's only the 1 acre in the junior
that's
water.
That's a letter for the patrons. You're talking about, are you looking for this one? Because
it's stated right here that it's by acre.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and feel free, I mean, we're happy to make edits on the list of charges. In terms of language, try and explain, because our water is fairly complicated. I mean, we've got, you know, like 15, 16 different priority years. Obviously, senior covers anything from 1893 or older.
Would you like it reworded? Because it is $12 an acre foot for senior and junior. We just charge 2 acre feet for all senior water.
Well, I guess I would like that noted then, that yes, that sure. It is only being, yeah. Because the way it's written on here, it looks like
they're
per acre.
Getting charged double?
Right, okay. Yeah, that's the way it looks. So I just like that.
And I'll just note it that senior gets charged 2 acre feet and junior gets charged double.
You see what I'm saying?
Right. That's the initial billing. That's not the closeout billing, which basically any additional acre feet above the 1 for junior gets billed. Any acre feet above the 2 gets billed for the 1895s, and then all the senior water rights. And I don't mind adding more language. I mean, please feel free to make suggestions.
Well, I guess that's my suggestion for that, is because it does look like we're only billing, we're not billing the same.
I'll update the language so it's clear.
So I guess, should we table it until we get that done?
If I understand it, it's half the rate on junior because it's only 1 acre.
It's just not clear on here. So,
right.
So
right.
If we table it, I can't send out our billing. I'm waiting for an approval so that we can do the first quarter billing.
Yeah, we have to approve the list of charges. I mean, I'm happy to have them edited with a more explanation. I mean, at one point, I think we even did write an explanation to people. The normal ranch uses 3 to 4 acre feet. Okay, but juniors are basically restricted. So like in a year like this year, there's a very good chance that we'll deliver a very tiny amount of junior. Obviously, we still build a minimum charge of 1 acre foot. For the 1895s and the senior water rights, we know that they're probably going to receive at least 2 acre feet. So that's our minimum charge. Most of the majority of all the other districts don't bill by the acre foot. They bill by the acre, so they just have a full set, depending, and it doesn't matter how much water they deliver on farm. North Unit and TSID are the only two of the 8 districts that bill by the acre foot.
So, Mark, just to make an adjustment here while we're having the meeting, if we remove this language and just says $12 per acre foot, is that clear without all the additional 24 and everything? Does that make it clear enough?
Well, we were just explaining to people the purpose of the language underneath is explaining that on your initial bill, you're receiving, if you're a junior water right user, you're being billed for 1 acre foot. And then for the senior or the 1895s, you're being billed 2 acre feet.
So yeah, I guess as long as we make that clear to the patrons is how they're being billed.
I want to know, yeah, in your opinion, if it just says the water delivery would be $12 per acre foot, does that kind of,
yeah,
information, does that make it clear?
So then what you have to put down is that the minimum billing for 1895 and senior water rights will be 2 acre feet. And for junior, it will be 1 acre foot.
I think it already says that. It just doesn't say... Everybody's being billed $12.
An acre foot.
And then,
correct.
And then the seniors are getting billed for a second 12, but
because 2 acre feet.
For 2 acre feet.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Just so.
Not
so just
really.
Put 12 acre feet, and then the next bullet point will be minimum billing for senior is 2 acre feet, minimum billing for junior is 1 acre foot.
Yeah.
It's important that you say 1895 and senior, because 1895 is not senior water.
What's 1869?
That's senior water.
Okay. So on the third point, it's 1869 to 1895 water rights.
So basically, all the water rights from 1869 to 1893 are all senior water, and then the majority of the district, which is I think roughly 5,600 acres, is 1895, and then juniors I think a little bit over 1,000 acres, and then senior water is like 600 or 700 acres, for a total of roughly approximately 7,600 acres.
So no water rights granted in 1894?
No. There was 1893, there was 1887, I think 86, 85, and then there was some 1880. There might be some that I'm missing. And then there was one water right that was 1869. That was actually a Scribner's error, but the court adjudicated it and left it at 1869.
Okay, well, I don't have a problem with that, yeah, because...
So making those adjustments, then we...
As long as we make the adjustments, I'm good with it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I move that we accept it as proposed, based on the fact it'll be revised. Okay.
I'll second.
Okay. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Number 8. financial administration, update of authorized bank signers and account privileges, and consideration of use of district bank debit card in lieu of opening a credit card. And can you address that? I think I have additional paper on it, but that's just a matter of signing.
Yeah, currently the two current board members have authorization at the bank, so we're going to need to present them with a resolution explaining that their rights will be revoked and that the new board will now have privileges. We'll have signing privileges.
Notify them and then do a signature card or something, sample.
You'll have to go into the bank to sign, so first thing we have to do is have a resolution, from the board saying that the three of us are the signers, and then all three of us will have to go in and sign new signature cards.
Yeah, the bank's going to want a resolution.
Oh, we have it?
Yeah.
Someone heard it?
Yeah, but y'all can just sign this one to have one.
Okay. So that one? So
first, I guess, a motion to approve it, and then y'all can sign
We haven't even discussed this debit card. Are we just doing the one?
Yeah, just one at a time.
Signers? Okay, so we're up. Okay.
So Amelia, will the people that we're automatically paying right now with my credit card, are they willing to take a debit card?
Yes.
Okay, perfect then.
Or a bank direct payment, so.
I don't know about you, but I'm not so keen on a debit card since that comes directly out of an account. There's no recourse in case there's an issue with a credit card. You can always go back and dispute the charges and that sort of thing. On a debit card, you cannot do that.
Okay, will the bank give us a credit card, Amelia?
I can find out.
Yeah, let's go ahead and shape that down because I agree. I actually agree with Mark.
That's fine.
Okay, so do we want to wait on the consideration of debit, or are we going to decide?
Yeah, we'll just wait. I mean, I would give Amelia authorization to go ahead and go get a new credit card because I'm going to need to close mine out because they're in my name and my social security number, so
we look at it as putting it into the district, putting it into a district card. So we
need, they won't transfer it.
Right. We just need to get a district card.
Yeah, but the thing is that Amelia has to sign. If the card's going to be in Amelia's name, then they will attach it to her social security number. So that is always the difficulty with credit cards is that they're attached to somebody. So,
well, I could see attached to her social security number, but as long as she isn't liable.
Yeah, like Mark is liable for the credit card we currently have, and it's his name.
No, as our agent of the district, then. She's fine. She's insured. We have insurance. That's what the criminal insurance policy that we have with SDIS covers. But I'm just letting you know this is the way it's always been, and this is the problem with credit cards. But to be honest, you know, she's going to be traveling, so she's going to need a credit card, and then she also needs to take care of whatever auto payments, because we found that to be it just works so much better. I mean, we've got Bonneville we've got on there, and I mean, anyway, we've got a whole list of people that we pay, and that way the board is approving those expenditures each month. But I do like a credit card because I agree with Mark, you can go back and fight with them if there's a bogus charge on there.
Okay. We still need to approve the first part with the first resolution.
Okay.
So, we do that part.
Okay. So we're talking about this resolution 20 2026-02, is that what we're talking about?
Correct.
Right now?
Okay.
Which one's 02? Payroll 4 up here, I don't have this one. I don't know where yours is, Joe.
I have enough issues in my own head.
Need more papers. 01, 02.
Amelia, we always put all three banks, all three board members as bank signers.
Okay.
So I noticed that, yes, it's only on this resolution, so I'm fine with the way it is right now, stating that it's just the board president and the board secretary treasurer as being the signers.
Yeah, but that's not right. We need all three.
Well, why was this resolution presented then this way?
I have no idea.
Yeah, just an oversight. I can update it.
It states only the two, and I would rather it stay this way, but that's my opinion.
Well, let me just say this. Currently, I am approving payroll every week. So, are you wanting to take on that?
It's fine with me. I mean, I took that position, so yes.
No, I know, but there's more to it. You have to go online every Wednesday, and you have to approve payroll. She submits it for direct deposit, and then you have to go online. You can't do it verbally. You can't walk in the door.
I'm just fine with doing that. I can do that online. It's not a problem.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, it's going to take a while to get cards and get all of that stuff. So, and we've never not had all three directors as signers on checks.
Well, again, I'm just curious on why this then was presented.
I don't know. Amelia, can you answer why?
That's an oversight. It can be fixed.
Yeah, okay. So adjusted to include all three directors.
I'm just fine with the way it is. I'm just fine the way it is, personally. I'm just fine with the way the resolution is presented.
So let me say this, Mark. Okay, are you going to be here 100% of the time?
I can be.
No. I'm asking because each check requires two signatures.
I understand.
Okay. So that means
you're
out of town,
right now,
you can't
too.
Sign
you're
checks.
You're obviously on the phone, so I mean, I can be here as much as you're here, obviously.
Yeah, it is good for have all three. It was an oversight because it's been plenty of time for one of the board
members. It's a real problem when people are traveling.
Well, I understand that, but again, why was it presented to us this way? And so, and I'm just fine with it.
Well, she's saying it was an oversight.
I guess it's on to you, Joe, the chair, because
We can table this for next month's meeting if you want, and I'll update the resolution. It's up to you.
I think table it because I know I hear this. Well, this is how we've always done it in the past. Apparently, there was no problem with it.
No.
And the only thing I thought when I read this was, well, what if one of the two are unavailable?
That happens a lot, so it's good to have the ability to reach two of you guys to sign checks when needed, if one's not unavailable.
Well, I would move that we just adjust the resolution to represent all three board members and approve it.
Okay, I can see if we approve all three, then the chances of not holding up payments are a little better. But if we adopt this two and something happens where one isn't here, we have a problem.
Yeah, you can't sign checks.
Right. I mean, I was thinking, I don't want to get too far off the subject, but ideally, if we had five members, then but it's hard enough to find three, I mean, board members.
If you like, during the lunch meeting, I can update the resolution, print them back out for when we re-adjourn into the regular meeting to then sign it. Is that fine to do?
Yeah, well, Mark has made a first motion to update the list of names on there so it would include all three officers and approve it. So you can go through the process to second and approve it like that, and then yes, and then you could update it for your signature. That is an option if you would like.
Okay. Well, I'm in favor of accepting it if we can say we accept it with the
additional signature.
Yeah, the edited, updated version.
And that's my motion, so just go ahead and second it, Joe.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I abstain.
One, two. Okay. And did we decide on the third resolution? Debit card?
We're not going to do that, and I'm going to find a credit card and see what credit card options there are. Okay.
Number four, that fall under this one?
I know now we're looking at resolution one.
Oh, yeah. One?
What number nine on the list is.
Right.
Yep.
Which resolution is it? Oh, I think I know what it is. Oh. Okay. Do I have to read this whole thing?
Be nice.
Okay. Does everybody have a copy of this out there? Okay, I guess I have to. Resolution number 2026-01. A resolution recognizing and commending Don Boyer for exemplary and historic service to Three Sisters Irrigation District. Whereas Don Boyer was sworn in as a member of the Board of Directors of the Three Sisters Irrigation District on May 4th, 2004, and whereas Don Boyer has faithfully served the district for more than 21 years, including service as a board president, providing city leadership, institutional knowledge, and a deep commitment to the district's mission, patrons, and water resources, and whereas this tenure represents the longest period of board service in the history of the Three Sisters Irrigation District, reflecting an extraordinary dedication to public service, and whereas the Board of Directors wishes to formally acknowledge and express its sincere appreciation for Don Boyer's exceptional service and lasting contributions to the district. Now, therefore, it will be resolved that the Board of Directors of the Three Sisters Irrigation District hereby recognizes and commends Don Boyer for more than 21 years of distinguished service and extends its gratitude for the leadership, continuity, and commitment he has provided to the district and its patrons. Be it further resolved that this resolution shall be entered into the official records of the district and that a copy be presented to Don Boyer as a lasting expression of appreciation. Adopted by the Board of Directors of the Three Sisters Irrigation District this 13th day of January 2026. I'm not sure on this.
Only two signatures.
13th
day. Oh. Yeah.
Change the date.
Today's the 20th. So we'll change it from the 13th to the 20th?
Yeah, and then we'll change the signatories, because I was thinking Carl and Mark Dalek are going to be the signers.
I guess I thought that was what it was going to be too, by just seeing those two signatures on there, I thought right. They were going to be the ones to sign.
Where it fell, it ended up getting moved to the end, so yeah, so I'll just update this.
Will we have that today, or?
Yeah, I'll do it during lunch.
Okay.
So there's that one.
You'll have to move and second to officially pass
them. I move that we adopt this resolution with the date and signature changes.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The record time still in? I think he's back in the back.
Yeah, he's
back there. Yes. Yes.
Hiding.
He's hiding in the back room back there, so trying to sneak out the back door.
Okay. So we're going to recess for lunch for 30 minutes, so you'll announce that, and then we'll recess.
Okay. So that runs through the first part, and we'll recess for 30 minutes for lunch. The district is providing lunch. Oh, I see it over there. All right. So... I move that we
recess.
Okay,
yeah. I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Under questions, I have a question about if you exceed the 2 acre feet of water, what is there a charge for the extra? I didn't hear that discussed.
Yes. There is a on the list of charges, it says.
What I would note is because we're officially in recess for the meeting, that we pause that and we pick it up. I'm not trying to shut it off, but because there were in a recess period, and we pick it up after lunch when the recess is
over. I have no appointment later, so.